KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The student political organization Mecha de U of U says 17 protesters have been released after being arrested at yesterday's pro-Palestinian protest at the University of Utah. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, the Alpine School District Board has voted to move forward toward a split into either two or three districts. Next up, public comment and a ballot question on Election Day. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
A new accident. This is northbound Bangor Highway in South Jordan. This is blocking a right lane of traffic with this crash. It is north of South Jordan Parkway. Again, a right lane block. Delays linger westbound I-80 from 13th East to the I-15 junction from an earlier crash there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny with highs in the low 60s today. How about 50s tomorrow? I'm Matt Johnson.
We've jumped to 61 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Pro-Palestinian protests spreading across colleges and intensifying at Columbia University in New York. Some student demonstrators now occupying Hamilton Hall. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says it crosses the line of First Amendment rights to peacefully protest.
A few of the individuals participating in last night's actions, they forced staff from their jobs, students from the security of using buildings. They broke windows, barricaded exits, and these individuals are clearly breaking the law.
University officials now warning students who violate campus policy that they'll be expelled. The hush money trial of Donald Trump resumed today after the judge fined Trump $9,000 for repeatedly violating the gag order in place. House Speaker Mike Johnson could face an ouster vote by hardline Republicans upset over his working with Democrats on key legislation, but a block of Democrats now say they'll vote against it to save Johnson's speakership. This is ABC News.
And now the in-depth after the arrests at the U last night and more pro-Palestinian protests promised. Our coverage continues. KSL at Night host Leah Murray is a professor at Weber State. I really want to talk to you about this, Leah. First of all, I'm curious, what's your take?
Oh my goodness, what a wide open question, Jeff, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, my take is what you just heard the governor of New York saying, that if you are protesting, that's probably fine. That's First Amendment protection. But if you are doing so in such a way that's doing damage to a building or preventing other people from doing their job, or I would argue maybe like what we see at USC, where you now have a canceled graduation as a result of the protest, then I'm probably not okay with it, Jeff, right? Because to a certain extent now, your freedom of expression has been an obstacle to other people in their, you know, in their big celebrations, in the course of their daily work, and that's probably not okay.
Okay, I want to ask you about faculty. I've heard a lot of faculty members in the news media at Columbia in New York say that the administration of their school had no right to bring police in, that we should have been consulted. Now, you're a professor. Can you explain the thinking? Because if my boss decided to do something I don't like, I can't envision a world in which I'd say, boss man, you have no right to do that. What's different there?
Right. So the difference is that faculty think that they are the source of all things that happen on a campus. Right, Jeff? So the word that you just used in there is boss. And I do not, as a Weber State University faculty, acknowledge that I even have a boss. So a little bit, faculty see themselves, right, really not having to answer to other people. So even if the president is doing something on campuses, faculty say, thanks, but I'll do what I want to do.
I know graduation was the other night at Weber State. Rain Wilson from The Office spoke. But have there been or are there planned any protests at your school?
No, there have not. And I will tell you what, talking with my friends on campus, I've said, thank goodness they've graduated and they all went home, right? So I think a lot of campuses across the country, if you are in administration, you're just kind of, you know, I don't know how to say it, like hunkering down, waiting for the students to kind of catch this, right? It feels very like viral. Does that make sense? Like things are happening. And so kids across the country see other students doing it. And then it seems like maybe it's a good thing to do. So that, you know, we're just excited. That's the wrong word. We are just kind of happy that the students have graduated and gone home. So we probably are not going to have what we see the U having this week.
Okay, so we've seen these protests before. I'm thinking like 1968 anti-war demonstrations. How does this end for a university like Columbia? Are heads going to roll there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the answer is, so when we think specifically about Columbia, what happened was the president there brought in the NYPD to clear out the encampments. Then you saw faculty like standing in a circle around students, trying to prevent the NYPD from getting to the students. A little bit like, you know, the last thing you want is for someone else coming on your campus and cleaning up your mess for you. It is not a good look. I've got to think the Columbia president's head's going to roll, like, you know, figuratively. I think people are going to look at, how did we get here? What is the process? What could we have done better, you know, to prevent us from getting to this space? But it is not great for these campuses right now.
Thanks so much. What a perspective from KSL at Night host Leah Murray. She's a professor at Weber State. Thanks a lot, Leah. KSL News Time 351. I should mention she'll be on KSL at Night, 7 o'clock this evening, right?